Well, from tech to cosmetics now, the designer Tom Ford has just launched a new grooming line for men, complete with cleansers, moisturizers, lip balm, and two products usually advertised with women in mind, bronzer and concealer. The cosmetics line for men will not be alone in the department stores. According to Chicago-based research firm Mintel, the men's makeup world is on its way to becoming a $3.2 billion industry by 2016. For a look at the industry, I went to a Macy's in Boston and met up with Colin Riedel, a Macy's cosmetics department manager, who told me he is not just one of the sellers of these products, he's one of the buyers.
You know, I use a lot of products on my face, and I know that some of them aren't specifically marketed to me, but I know that they're the right product to use. You know, so every morning I have my skincare routine. You'll see that every product can be marketed to individuals, because at the end of the day, the benefits are great for everybody.
Skin is skin.
Skin is skin.
Now, people can imagine as we walk around this store what it looks like. There are
sure.
these different counters with different brands of skincare products. Do all of them make products for men at this point, or are there any that don't?
You know, there's a couple that don't at the present, but I wouldn't be surprised in the future. I mean, everything can be used by men, and it's the way that they market it, and it's the way that my beauty advisors really talk to people about it. So we'll start here with the Clarisonic. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Clarisonics.
No, I'm not, and it looks sort of like a hairdryer, but there's like a brush on the front of it instead.
Absolutely. It is. So Clarisonics are used for dermabrasion, to kind of take all the dead skin cells away so your body, again, can start accepting those toners and moisturizers.
It's like a fancy way to exfoliate your skin.
And you can see here is Lab Series.
These are like moisturizers and face treatment
yep.
and even just shaving cream, but a fancy one.
Sure, a fancy one. You know, men already are shaving. So how do we kind of transfer from the shaving piece over into more of a skincare piece? So yes, you're right, it's a shaving cream, but it has those moisturizers in it.
Yes.
How do you upgrade them from a 7-Eleven coffee to a fancy cappuccino that's going to cost you $5 or $6?
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's really taking that piece from the pharmacy brands or whatnot to the elevated steps. Everything's steps.
What do you mean by that? Steps?
Well, there's usually a three-step process with everything. It's cleanse, tone, moisturize. So we have Lab Series, and then here we have the Art of Shaving.
And this is like, it says the four elements of the perfect shave, and there's a little brush in there, and a balm, and a shaving cream, and an oil. Why do you need a pre-shave oil?
It's really to kind of start preparing the face to have that perfect shave. It's to really soften the hairs. It's to really open everything up so your face can accept all of the product that you're about to give it.
I see the word unscented on the front of this, and I wonder if that's something that men prefer.
Well, I think it's just a great option, because if you look right here, we have lavender, we have sandalwood, but it depends on the individual, and we like providing that unscented option, because I think one of the larger fears is, you know, what am I going to smell kind of like I pampered myself too
right.
much this morning?
A lot of people maybe want to hide it, but they want to look like they've done it, but not want anybody to know.
Exactly. So we definitely have those options here. So if we want to take a walk this way, kind of out of men's fragrance.
Double espresso down here. We can't walk away without talking about that.
Well, that is a energy boosting eye cream. It's with ginseng, and the whole concept is it's really brightening the eyes, and it has a little caffeine in it. So again, that kind of marketing catches your eye. Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw that guyliner is a term that is used now.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's something that's out there. It's really like anything else. It's certain people use certain things.
Let me ask you this, Colin.
Of course.
When you look around and see a couple, maybe a man and a woman together,
sure.
Is it likely that one of them is with the other shopping for skincare products, or that they're each shopping for themselves?
You know, it's a great question. It's usually one comes in with the goal, but we'd like both to leave with something.
That's Colin Riedel, a Macy's Cosmetics department manager in Boston. And I actually got a little bit of a makeover when I was there.
You did.
And the photos are at Here
and
Now.
And, you know, I'm looking at the picture, and skeptical doesn't even come close to the look
to
on your face.
Oh, what is this? You can check it out for yourself. HereandNow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
You are so beautiful.
Find Funding for Here and Now comes from Reputation.com, committed to helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com. Everything.